Great. They can't wait to hear more about the gig economy. I'm excited. I wish I could stay on, but I've got a race to the airport. And so take it over.
Okay, I will, but I definitely want to make sure as soon as you land, you and I have this conversation, because it was just amazing. It was awesome. But, I mean, I'm trying to process through about 50 pages of notes right now, which it's going to take me a little while, too. But I can certainly cover some of the highlights of this. But it could have not been a better time for, at least for me, to get, you know, immersed into this whole concept of the gig economy, because this is a phenomenon that is coming at us really, really fast. It's going to change the entire landscape of our industry in a very, very positive way. And I think what I witnessed this weekend was really how we can be better equipped to be able to have the right language and to create the right behavior inside this phenomenon. So yes, as soon as you land, just check with me and let's make sure we have this conversation. But in the meantime, let me kind of walk everybody through at least some of the elements of this and why I believe this is so critical and crucial for everybody who's on this call. Why it's really crucial for North America, especially. And why is it really crucial for Manatech as we move forward? So I know that most of you have heard of this whole concept of the gig economy, and I'm going to try to put some context around it. Number one, 57 million Americans, I'm talking North American, Americans, USA, 57 million people are currently involved in what they're calling today the gig economy. They've quantified it to about $1.4 trillion of the U.S. economy. And last I checked, the U.S. economy runs somewhere around $11 to $15 trillion. So it's a very big chunk, big enough now that the labor statistics and everything is starting to use the gig economy numbers into their numbers, because this is, for some people, the gig economy is what they do full time. So as we've seen, the better numbers on jobs, which makes everybody feel like, wow, this is great, everybody's got a job. That's not true. What's happening in the job numbers is that they include those people who are now involved in the gig economy. So 57 million Americans, that's over 40% of Americans are now in the gig economy. So now there's a magazine that came out not long ago. It's called Welcome to the Gig Economy, and it's called The Ultimate Gig. So the whole weekend was really how we can reposition direct selling as the ultimate gig within this gig economy, if you guys understand what I mean. This is the number that blew my mind. By the way, John Fleming, who used to be the editor, probably still is, of Success Magazine, Direct Selling News, a gentleman that's been in the industry almost 50 years himself, and who is really a curator of our industry. You know, he's the historian of our industry. He's the one who's seen everything. He's the one who started the whole ranking that we get every year of all direct selling companies around the world. So John Fleming knows a little bit about direct selling. I mean, and I mean that facetiously. He knows a lot. He's involved with most companies. He's watching the numbers of all these companies, the ups and the downs. So him and a team of 50 people, including many professors, college professors, university professors, and some graduate students, some doctorate, you know, candidates, are working on this project to put all these things together, and eventually there will be a book called The Ultimate Gig or The Gig Economy. So this is coming, but this, what he gave us was some initial parameters to what is this gig economy. So, but this is a number that was really interesting to me, and this number, pay attention to this number, guys. This is a U.S. number. This is not a world number. 80% of Americans that are in the labor pool, that are eligible to work, 80% of Americans are interested, are open to some form of gig, some form of outside ways to create income, 80%. That's an outstanding number when you think about, you know, where we've been over the years. So you get some perspective. In the entire direct selling industry, there's probably about 5 million Americans that are involved in direct selling. And out of that 5 million, 1 million of those people are probably doing it on a more full-time basis, and the other 4.2 million are pretty much doing it either part-time or they're just consumers. They just consume the product. 1 million. We're saying that 57 million are already involved, and 80% of all Americans could be involved, are interested in being involved in the gig economy. So if you think about this universe, by the way, can you still hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can. Perfect. You're coming through perfect.
Because something happened to my phone and all of a sudden it looked like I lost you. So if you think about direct selling today, anywhere between 1 million to 5 million people, that would be like the size of a ping pong ball, right? Well, the universe of the gig economy would be the size of a soccer ball. Ping pong ball, soccer ball. So there is such a much larger world of people out there who are interested in doing something else than the world that we live in, the small world that we live in called the direct selling world. And within the direct selling world, those people who are really committed to it, who are really working it, that's 1 million versus 57 million, and there's 80% that are interested. So that's probably about 80 million to 100 million Americans that are of, you know, eligible to work, who would be interested in a side gig, a side hustle. So, folks, the size of this, just in the U.S. alone, and by the way, it was so refreshing in this room of some of the top performers in the industry. The number one earner in the history of direct sales was in the room. The man who pretty much invented MLM, Larry Thompson, who was the co-founder of Herbalife, who's been in the business 50 years, who wrote the first millionaire school material, who really created the original material that most top leaders in every company, I mean, he went through a list of all these top leaders in all these different companies, and I could even think through, even in my Amway life, those people that I follow that were my mentor, and realizing that a lot of what they had gotten had come from some of the things that Larry Thompson had done over the last 50 years. So this is not, you know, I mean, this is not just newbies. This is not people who are just getting acquainted with the industry. These people have been around for a long time, including Mr. Fleming, who's obviously the number one curator of the industry, realizing what's going on, which is, We're the ping pong ball. There is a big soccer ball out there. The idea is, how do we adapt our language? How do we adapt our language to talk to these people in such a way that we can present direct selling, MLM, multi-level marketing, and what we do as an absolute ultimate gig among all the gigs that everybody out there is doing. So there was a lot of information that was shared. Some of you, if you follow me on Facebook, go check it out. I have some of the slides. I'm recreating those slides so that we have that information available. And I think at the next Manapalooza, I'm doing a whole segment on this whole gig economy thing and the language of the gig economy, the size. I mean, I'm going to put it all together so that it's pretty clear for everybody. So you are all getting like advance notice, and only Lydia and Mary Jo can get me to actually do these kinds of things. But they were really smart, and they care enough about all of you guys to want to make sure that you're always on the cutting edge of all good information. So then he talked about, so what are the reasons? And by the way, this was a mind-blowing thing. You know, you think that, you know, in the industry where MLM, where our industry is gone, what network marketing has gone to is this whole conversation, this whole languaging around Lamborghinis and bikinis. You know, the whole idea of creating, I'm finishing a quick talk and I'll come and see you. So everybody is used to this language of these, six-figure income earners, and we got to have this amazing comp plan and all this money that we're paying out to all these people because this is what everybody wants. But this weekend I got introduced to a concept that's powerful. It's called 80-15-5. 80-15-5. 80% of the people in our industry literally are doing this for $300 to $500 a month, folks. $300 to $500 a month. And by the way, what do you think the average in the gig economy is? Some amazing numbers I'll be sharing with you guys at the Manapalooza. I'll have a slide on that. But, you know, if you look at Airbnb, if you look at Uber, if you look at Etsy, if you look at all these other things, the average is between $103 to $500. So all these millions of people are doing this for literally $300 to $500 a month. And that's the 80% circle, and that's where most people live. Now, all of us want to find the 5%er. And the 5%er are those people who want to make $10,000 and plus. The people who are the 15%ers, you could pretty much say that they want to make, there's a number on that. Let me just go through my 50 pages or note. Anywhere up to $5,000 a month. And then 5%ers, they're trying to go to the $50,000 a month. But folks, that's a very small numbers of people. Now, the room we were in this weekend was full of 5%ers. These are the people who are making the big bucks, but that's the 5%ers. And the thing that was really interesting, and none of the 5%ers started as 5%ers. They all started as 80%ers, the waiter, the waitress, the stay-at-home mom, the teacher, the doc, the policeman, the people who wanted to start for $300 to $500 a month. That's the largest audience that we have. Guys, I've had so many shifts as I was sitting there this weekend. I mean, it was just, it was exciting, but it was just a lot to absorb because sometimes, I know I've been there and I know some of you have been there and I know I've had these conversations with Ron and Paulette and others, which is this whole concept of, we got to find those guys. We got to find those network marketers. We got to find those people, and yet they're only 5% of the population. And really what we need to be is in the 80% pool, the people who want to do this for $300 to $500 a month. And eventually you can take the 80%ers, they can raise their hands to become the 15%ers, and eventually those can raise their hand to become the 5%ers. But let's think about the language that we use every day, because really at the end of the day, the reason all these millions of people are involved in a gig economy is because they're not trying to make thousands of dollars. They're just really literally trying to make $300 to $500, because $300 to $500 can change somebody, an American family's life. And if we're going after that, if we were looking for those, when you get enough of those in, then eventually you will move to the 15%er. You move to the 5%er. But we need to tailor our language for the audience that we're looking for. And that audience, by the way, gets broken down into three different kind of audiences, and which I'll be covering as well, so that you understand based on the audience what language to use and what behavior to create because, I mean, the comparison was how many people join LA Fitness and they just go there just because they want to hang around, they want to be in the environment, they want to feel like they're doing something for their health, but they're not out there trying to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. They're not at the Gold's Gym, you know, doing the 200-pound squats and everything else. They're just hanging by the cooler. They're hanging out by the juice bar. They're leaning on the cardio machine, but they want to be part of the environment until eventually they get convinced or they get motivated or get inspired to start doing something, and then that something will lead to something else that will lead to something else. And eventually there might be those people who become those real gym addicts and so on. But LA Fitness is about a lot of people, you know, they're joiners. Our business is made out of a lot of joiners. But apparently, we have made this thing so complicated. So I'm, you know, so that's us, the companies and some of us, the leaders. We have made this so complicated that as soon as somebody comes in, even though they're coming in through the 80% pool, we're expecting them to do all these things that, you know, they don't have to do at Uber, they don't have to do at Airbnb, they don't have to do it at, you know, Lyft, they don't have to do it in any of these other things. And look, they want to make some extra money without ever disturbing their current lifestyle. But yet we all seem to always come in, and as soon as we come in, we have all these things for them to do, and eventually and immediately it's like, you know what, love to do this, but I don't think I can because there's all these things I need to do, and you want me to do this, and you want me to do that, and you want me to be on this call, you want me to be on Zoom, you're going to be that, and before you know it, they disappear. Because they just joined because they like you. They like it. They have a good feeling about it and you and themselves, and you made them feel good about themselves. They joined. They're there. But we're trying to transition them too quickly from the 80% to the 15%, and before we know it, they disappear. So that was really like, like somebody hit me over the head, you know, with a 2x4 right between the eyes, because it's like, wow. So what are we missing by not making this thing just simple, fun, and magical? Those three words, simple, fun, and magical. And, you know, I love the question about what do I tell them about the ingredients on a sleep product or something. But what they convicted me this weekend is like, whoa, wait a minute. Is that what they really want to know? When they ask questions, is it more like, you know what, I don't know about that, but let me tell you, you know, I took the product, and, man, I had the best sleep I've ever had, blah, yeah. The stories, the value of stories versus all the other stuff that we want them to learn and know, and the more they, you know, we know, the more we think they should know, and while they're waiting to know, guess what, they're not doing any work. They're not even trying. They're not even out there. And, you know, one of the concepts that, you know, I learned, which I thought was really, really interesting, was the concept of use, share, demo. Use, share, demo. Use, share, demo. And the concept of the fact that everybody can use, they can share, and they can demo. And if they did that at least and got one customer a week, that eventually, in a period of a year, they'd be making $1,000 to $1,500 a month by doing something very simple. Now, I know there's really a lot more to this, and I don't want to really be too specific because I don't want anybody to walk out of this call thinking, oh, my God, Al just told us something totally new. So the disclaimer is always the same. Look, whatever you're doing that's working, just keep doing that. Stay plugged into your upline. But you know what? Make it fun. Make it simple. Make it magical. If you're going to do something, the 80%ers want it simple, fun, and magical. And if we do that, that will go a long way. Well, what happens is if you think about why, the reasons why people join the whole gig economy is because they want just, you know, the reason is because if you look at the wages over the last 20 years, I will tell you something. Wages have not kept up. We're making more money. You know, we've gone literally from $2.50 minimum wage to $22.50, and yet our purchasing power is still the same that it was 20 years ago, if not less. So there is a crisis of purchasing power in this country, period. I mean, that's not that for debate. We have the charts. I'll present you the charts. And this is from the Office of Labor Statistics. This is pretty clear. The average savings accounts are going down the tubes. People want more flexibility. People want, you know, the idea of being a contractor, of having more flexibility, especially when you start talking about the millennials, it's about the flexibility, the work-life balance. So it is really about, if I could show you a way to make $300 to $500 a month without, and this is the key thing, without changing your lifestyle, without getting out of the things that are dear to you, whether it's what you do on weekends with your kids, what you do with your aging parents, what you do with your spouse, that work-life balance flexibility. If I could show you how to make an extra $500 to $1,500 a month, would you look at it? That kind of languaging, which I'm going to get into a lot of that later. Again, I got some stuff on my Facebook that you can watch. I got some little piece of the video I thought was very interesting. One of the things that was very interesting here is how women, so 82% of the women in a gig economy looking to, you know, to make that $500 to $1,000. The reason they love it is because it's the first place, it's the only place that they have this equal pay for equal work. So there's no gender inequality, equal pay for equal work, and a great career path for those who decide to really take it on. So, folks, all these things really speaks amazingly well for what we do, but it is really about how do we shift the language in such a way that we're speaking to the 80 percenters, that we're bringing them into an environment, into a community that's going to support them, that's going to inspire them. How do we get them to join, really, the gym, but not Gold's Gym, right? How do we get them to join, I think Lifetime, you know, whatever they call, you know, they call, I couldn't think of it right now, but, you know, why do we get them to be joiners for lease for now, so that then, in the community, and I know I had this conversation with the Royers last week, how do we create a community that feels good to them, that gives them a reason to believe that they can do this, that they're good enough? You know, I love the concept of you are good enough. You are good enough. You don't have to be wanting to be Arnold Schwarzenegger to join the gym. You can join LA Fitness, but yet you are good enough. And then how do we put them in a right environment? They call it the incubator environment. How do you make it good for them to join and to be part of us, to enjoy the social aspect of our business, the community aspect of our business, and yet make them feel like they're not good enough, that they don't have what it takes, that it's, if you're not going to do it all, you know, if you're not going to be in it 100%, if you're not going to give up all these things, it takes pain for gain, and you got to do this. Well, that is the kind of language that over time we have lost a lot of people on, because all they were looking for was $300 to $500 without altering their current lifestyle. Now, eventually, if they're in the environment long enough, they'll see somebody in the gym that they go, wow, I probably could be that person. Maybe I'll go talk to them. Maybe they can give me a few pointers, and maybe I can start doing a few things. And before they know it, you can shift them from that 80% mentality into the 15% mentality, as long as we can keep them around long enough for them to be able to feel like they fit in, like they're just good enough, and that they don't have to be somebody else. They don't have to be you. Folks, a lot of you, you just know way too much. You're scary. You're scary to most people. You're intimidating to most people because by the time they know what you know, well, they're gone. So it has to be, we have to learn how to even say, even if we knew it, it's like, you know what, I don't know a lot about that, but this is what I know. You know, so-and-so just took the product, or so-and-so has been involved with us, so-and-so just made $1,500 in senior. I don't know about that, but, you know, this is what I know. Where we're not feeling the pressure to have to answer all the questions, we have to have all the I's dotted and all the T's crossed, and we become amazingly unduplicatable, right? Because this is all a job of duplication, right? Well, actually, this weekend I heard it's not duplication, it's really multiplication. How do you multiply? How do you multiply? So, folks, fun, freedom, flexibility, 3 to 500 a month without disturbing my current life. Guys, those things, when we put that together, will become scalable, become sustainable, and eventually it leads to multiplication. Folks, that for me was some amazing teaching, some amazing learnings. I wish I could tell you a whole lot more. I need to synthesize. I need to metabolize this information over the next few weeks. But I promise you at Manapalooza, I will be going into this really deep. I'm going to talk to you about the distinct audiences that we're going to be talking to, the millennials, the folks that are between, you know, 18 and 35, the 35 to 55 and the 55 and over, how that works. There's that. The how to keep things simple and not complicate the process, the power of self-discipline, self-responsibility, being accountable to yourself, self-deserving, self-motivation, self-functioning, all right? And then also you are who you are, YAWAYA, you are who you are, and you are okay, you are enough. And don't get caught up in other people's highlights and when you're thinking about your lowlights. So, folks, those things are all such powerful things that we can learn. So, again, this brought me back. I call this a back to basic, back to school. I was like back to school for 2 days because it really brought me back to the things that I knew. I have worked for 38 years. It's just that we get so caught up in all the other stuff that's going on. And, folks, not to minimize the social aspect of this, not to minimize technology, not to minimize all those things, because all those things are really incredible to help us magnify what we do. But there's some simplicity about these things that can be extremely, extremely powerful. They work in the past. They work today. But the nice thing, the thing that just absolutely just was exciting to me, we're talking about North America, we're talking about the U.S., we're talking about what's going on right here, right now, and I am so listen to me, I just hope you understand. Look, we're going to do what we need to do internally to adapt to these things, to create that environment, to have the right focus on the right thing that moves the needle. And then we're going to keep this thing simple. We're going to keep this thing fun. We're going to keep this thing in multiplication mode. And I'm telling you something: the road to the future is bright, regardless of all the things that we're going to have to go through over the next few weeks, the next few months, to really adapt. We've got to readapt Manatech to a new message, a new language. And really be able to bring in these people in the 80%, because there's 50 million of them right now, 80% of Americans. There's probably about 100 million people out there that are open to these ideas, and we have the ultimate gig opportunity. It's called Manatech. So stay posted. I hope you're going to tune in. You're going to show up at Manapalooza in Vancouver, but definitely you're going to tune in because we're going to be delivering, I'm going to be delivering a very powerful message on all of this, and I really know it's going to be very, very helpful to all of you. So
that's as much as I can give you from my 50 pages of notes, but I'm going to give you a whole lot more, and you're going to see Manatech really take heed to this, because I believe we are in front of the biggest opportunity that we have had in the history of our industry.
Perfect. Well, Al, thank you very much for your time and your inspiration. I personally can't wait for Manapalooza myself. And we'll get a meeting scheduled between you and Mary Jo this week.
You got it. And get a bunch of people to that meeting. All right?
Okay.
All right, you guys.
Okay, thanks, Al. Do we have any questions?
That was out of this world. That is incredible.
Wasn't it?
Wow. I'm like all lit up again.
See, that's what you needed on a Monday morning.
Absolutely. Totally, totally inspirational. You know, a simple, simple process that's fun, and it all ends up being magical. You can't go wrong.
It's going to be, this is our time. We just now need to step into it.
Amen. Thanks for having Al on. I've got to run, but God bless you all, and have a wonderful day. It's a great way to start it.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Ron.
Lydia, this is Silence.
Hey, Silence.
I think with our new comp plan, this is exactly what we needed, because we can help people jumpstart a business. Since we have such revolutionary products, we can help people jumpstart a business just getting customers and getting people on the products and getting results. And then when they see that, they're going to go, wow, I need to get my friends doing this. You know, I know she needs $300 a month. That would help with her house payment or whatever. You know, it's just, if we start in realms of believability, you know, I think people are going to be more apt to say, oh, okay. I mean, even though we've been doing this a long time and we make full-time income, doesn't mean that that's even what they want. Maybe they like their job. Maybe they're happy with what they're doing, especially retired people. You know, they like being retired. And, you know, I mean, we're looking at the other end too, but the retired people like being retired, but they want to be healthy. And if they can create $300 to $500 a month to pay for health so they can continue their active lifestyle, that's something they can relate to far more than, oh, let's have another business. You know, hey, wait a minute, I'm retired. I don't want another business, but I do want to be healthy.
Amen.
Yeah. So I like that. I love what Al said. That's right on.
Any other questions or comments? Awesome. Well, Mary Jo, we'll be back on for next week. And then if nothing else, I'm going to let you guys go about 10 minutes early. And you guys all go have a great week and make things happen for yourself.
Thanks for doing this.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye.